Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The words for our sermon this morning are the words of the Great Commission spoken by our Lord and quoted in the Catechism just now to show the institution of baptism. Here the gospel shines forth with its good news from the Savior with all power in heaven and on earth. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This announces, the gospel announces, the glorious facts of his kingdom to give us comfort and hope and courage. The gospel announces the blessing of baptism. Baptism is part and parcel of the gospel of grace. In it, God gives us forgiveness and deliverance and salvation and all the privileges of a child of God. Scripture speaks in glowing terms of the gift of baptism. According to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. And Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. It is a washing by which a person is forgiven and brought into a personal relationship with the triune God. It's a new birth that gives spiritual life and growth. We should continually remember our baptism, like Luther writing it on the table before him, baptizatus sum, I am baptized. Do not say merely I was baptized, but I am baptized. I belong to God even now. Through baptism, I was united to my Savior. And by his grace, I am still united to him. And if any child of God has, sadly, turned away from him, he or she is graciously invited to come back and to receive forgiveness and communion with him. If I am tempted to disobedience, I can say, I am a baptized Christian. I belong to the Lord and am still wet with his love and grace. How can I do this wickedness and sin against him? When I am in trouble, I am a baptized Christian, baptized into the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I will turn to him for help. The gospel announces that the salvation of the cross of Christ is for all people. He says, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. All the nations that dwell upon the face of the earth are of one blood. And the Son of God came to be Savior of all. He lived and worked and died in the nation of the Jews. And when Gentile foreigners came trusting in him, they were never turned away. And now, after his resurrection, he has given the great commission to make disciples of all nations, giving them his redemption in baptism. All nations. A wide, all-inclusive term, as wide as the love of God. It includes Jews, Gentiles, everyone without distinction of race, sex, age, or condition of life. It includes all people to the end of history, as long as he is present with his grace, who says, I am with you always. He died for all. He atoned for the sins of all. If by any chance there is anyone here today who does not believe the gospel, think of the gift that the Lord is offering you for your comfort and joy. And if you do believe the gospel, then praise him every day that he has included you in his purpose of grace and in the benefits of baptism. The gospel announces that the triune God is the God of grace. The good news for sinners is a Trinitarian message and tells of works of the Trinity done for us. The Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to reconcile the world by his blood. In the Son, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily, and his body and blood have full and infinite value for cleansing from sin. The Holy Spirit testifies to the Father's love and to the Son's merits and has divine power to create life in our hearts and bring us to them. The Father loves us as he loves his only begotten Son, and they pour out their Holy Spirit upon us. According to the gospel, we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The content of the gospel, then, we see, is determined by the self-revelation of God in his word. I will never forget an exchange between a student and a professor at the time when I was a student myself. It took place in a classroom not far from this spot. The professor was one of the faithful five who did not take part in the walkout, which was still in the future at that time. They were arguing about whether the church should continue to insist today on the doctrine of the Trinity when there are so many other matters to occupy its attention. And the student finally said, "Well, maybe the doctrine of the Trinity is true, but I wouldn't die for it." And the prof looked at him and said, "Wouldn't you? I would." That's the spirit of Athanasius. The gospel announces the presence of the Savior with his church, the exalted Lord, to whom all authority is given in heaven and on earth, says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He is with his church to uphold and assist it as it carries out his commissioned work of teaching and baptizing. By his power and grace, we can give and receive the blessings of word and sacrament. His love for us is not in question because he died for us, and we are baptized into him. When I was typing out this sermon on the computer, I gave it the title, "The Good News of the Gospel." Later, when I was trying to open the file, I got the message, "The good news of the gospel does not exist." Well, computers aren't always right. And neither are human scoffers. The sermon was there, and the good news of the gospel is certainly a living reality and will last forever. Glory be to God for that. Amen.